So today, first reading and the gospel reading tells us, first reading from the book of Judges, we hear the story of the birth of Samson. And Samson, what a strong man, and one of the more respected judges in Israel time. But as we read the story of Samson, we know that he fell at times too. But what beautiful about the gospel reading today is that John the Baptist came just like Samson, but instead of having physical strength, John the Baptist was presenting spiritual strength by doing what? By calling people to convert, to change their heart, and to return back to God in preparation for the coming of the Savior. So we're moving from this physical strength and this human wisdom, this human understanding, toward what is spiritual, a new time of the Savior, that require faith, trust, love, and hope. And we see in Zechariah, his own father, even though he was a priest serving at the altar of the Lord, Zechariah didn't trust in God. He questioned God. And that's why God permitted him to be mute until the birth of his son. Sometimes we felt like Zechariah at times, we questioned God's goodness, God's timing, or why, God, do you allow this to happen? And sometimes we feel like we can't say anything because this is hard to comprehend. No one would understand me. Perhaps God will permit us to go quote-unquote mute for a period of our life when we feel like we can't talk about these matters. Perhaps those moments when we don't have the words to express what is going on or able to say what's going on. Those are the moments to reflect, to think, and to deepen our faith, our trust, our hope, and our love in God. It's a hard moment. But this is what we're called to do. And this is why the church give us the season of Advent, the silent season, the season where it's countercultural and against the world, because the world is already noisy, all worry about gifts, all worry about all these things, you know. But we're calling to wait for the Lord in silence, in the silence of our heart, to prepare ourselves so that we become this humble dwelling of the Lord, right? So that when he comes again, he will see us prepared, yearning, desiring, and loving him with everything that we can. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, a few days left before Christmas. Don't skip Advent. We still have Advent. Let us live Advent well. And let us not be afraid like Zechariah today, but to trust that the Lord is faithful to his promise, and he has been good to the people who love him.